Here's a question for you, Chris, from Peter Robinson. How do we know that another planet collided with the Earth? He says that he saw a TV programme that said that during Earth's evolution, another planet, he thinks called Theia, smashed into it. How do we know this when it doesn't exist anymore?
OK, well, we have to go by what the models are telling us and what samples we've got. Now, we know we have a very large moon around the Earth. In fact, it's unfeasibly large for a planet of our size. So why have we got such a big moon, where it is, and why is there just one of it? Well, what the prediction is, and based on what we know about the composition of the moon from samples that the Apollo astronauts have brought back, is that the moon is made of exactly the same stuff, give or take, as the surface of the Earth, the Earth's crust. So the big question is, how did something made pretty much of the same material as the surface of the Earth end up orbiting the Earth unless something bashed it and put it up there? So the best suggestion that scientists can come up with, based on all the evidence we have, is that in the early phases of the formation of the solar system, so something like 4.5 billion years ago, there were two planets, one the future Earth, one another planet, which they've notionally called Theia. These were very, very similar in terms of their orbital pattern. And one ran into another. It was like cosmic billiards that went on. And as a consequence of that massive great cosmic collision, the planet Theia smashed into the Earth. The cores of both planets effectively fused. And in the course of making this collision, a lot of the surface material from the Earth got ejected into space, and it formed a sort of shroud or envelope around the Earth, which slowly coalesced in the same way as the rings around Saturn have coalesced to form rings from what would have originally been a sort of envelope. And they then coalesced and aggregated to form the moon. So it's on the basis of there's no other better explanation than that one to explain why we have this phenomenon of the Earth with this big moon and what the moon's made of.
I guess with astronomy, so many experiments or so many observations must be like that, because all you have are the observations we can see now, and then you have to infer back in time where things must have come from.